were starving to death, Jeb, what would be the meal that you would first go to?
If I was starving to
death? Starving to death, you've been on an island for 28 years without food. What are you eating?
28 years, somehow survived. I've had no food.
All you've eaten is sand, salt water, and bug. What was the first meal you get home? Huh?
What do I look like?
You look like how you do now.
Oh.
You look like shit. Nice. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, it's all it is. I'm saying, what food? You're starving to death. Mm-hmm. No matter what food you eat, it'll save your life. It's just, what are you picking?
I don't know. I don't know whether I wanted to be the one thing that I don't know what I would want after being.
Well, that's not what matters. I'm saying, what would you eat?
I know. I don't know what I would eat. I don't know what I would want. And plus, would that thing be good anymore? Or would I just puke?
Well, you're thinking it. No matter what, this meal is perfect for you.
I would puke my guts. You're
going against my hypothetical here.
I would puke my guts. No, you wouldn't.
No matter what, this meal is perfect for you.
Why is it perfect?
Because I've set the stage.
It tastes like, and it doesn't affect me anyway. Other than you don't even gain a single calorie from it. I don't know whether I would.
What do you know?
Not a lot.
What's your favorite meal? Would you want it to be?
I mean, I don't know whether I would want Chinese or, okay, or I would rather want a burger or I would want wings.
Drovers.
A burger?
I think Drovers would kill a man if he was starving.
What, you think the grease would just drown?
Oh, dude, you would just take one.
This is hypothetical, though.
I would pick Drovers. That would be mine.
You pick Drovers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it would be Drovers.
I'm not even going to get into Drovers.
Why?
Oh, my God. No.
I'm not going to lie, guys.
Don't even say it. Don't say it.
Really?
Don't say it.
It's a little over.
Oh my gosh! Goodness gracious!
I'm expand my horizons on wings, and I'm gonna say
where have you had where have you had better wings?
There's a place called Big Ham's in Pittsburgh. Unreal.
What's good about them?
I think the flavors, like the sauces, are better.
What sauces?
I will say Driver's wing itself might be a little bit better.
What sauces did you get?
I forget the name. It's like some kind of like spicy ranch sauce that they have.
Okay, boring. But go ahead.
Big Shot Bob's has this wing sauce
don't
called
say
Steel
Big
City.
Shot Bob's.
Big Shot Bob's in Pittsburgh is way better than the one we had here.
You don't, what? Well, you get fucking mild.
I don't. I get barbecue with Cajun.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do every time.
When are you ever going to find anything similar to that anywhere?
Barbecue? Every
Drover's,
wing place in the
you
world.
You will never find a barbecue like Drover's Barbecue.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
I think it's very...
You will never find a
barbecue. I like it a lot, though.
Listen, I will vouch for that because there's a reason that it doesn't keep. There's a reason that Drover's Barbecue does not keep.
What do you mean keep?
Like, if you eat Drover's Barbecue and then take the barbecue home and you set the barbecue up, you can't keep it in your home.
Okay, what's the reason?
Because they make it there.
So why can't I take it home?
Because I'm going to get you a little thing of it. You'll see what happens.
But do you think they make it all every single day for us immediately every order?
If they don't, then they're doing something. They're doing some kind of something
witchcraft?
Illegal. Yeah.
So if you keep it in the house, it tastes different.
It does not keep.
No.
If you take
he's
it,
full of shit.
There's a layer of it hardened. There's like a cap on. I'm telling you right now. If you take Drover's barbecue home, no. If you take it and you sit it on your counter, you put it in your fridge, there's a cap on top of the sauce. Like it hardens, or I don't know what it is. I'm telling you right now, it does not keep at your home.
I don't believe that. What did you get their sauce? You got a side?
I always order, if I get Drover's to go, which I rarely do, I always get a side of sauce.
No, you don't.
I get a side of sauce.
You get like
everywhere.
A side of like honey, like the gold barbecue. But
no, I get a side of the barbecue sauce because when they had waffle, not anymore.
Blue
but when
cheese
they had
or
waffle,
ranch?
Blue cheese.
Are you fucked?
Anywhere
no,
or just
right.
Drovers?
That's right. He doesn't like ranch.
I don't like ranch.
Anywhere? Mm-mm. So you
I think ranch tastes like dick.
Dick?
Tastes like ass.
By the way, speaking
bad.
Of food, you had the snack wraps, right?
Oh, yeah. Spicy and a ranch.
That are back.
I'm so sick of hearing about
was
that.
It any good?
I'm so sick of
I can't I've never had one I've never had before they were gone and then by the time I haven't had one yet.
I'd never had one before, so I can't speak on how they were previously, but I will say I don't understand the hype for them
there
coming
is
back.
No hype. It is an absolute falsity.
I'm starting to think it was just a meme, like it was just because that they took it away
bring
and they never
the
brought it back
ramps, bring back the snake ramps.
Yeah.
And then they're back, and I guarantee you, when we were about 11 years old, our parents getting those for us, we were kicking and screaming.
Well, wasn't the appeal back then that it was like $1 a snack wrap?
I think that's what it
now
used to be.
Now they're like, what, $6-$7, I think.
Are they really?
I don't know. I could be wrong about that. But, they're not bad, but they're entirely, like,
they're
way, way, way overhyped. I mean, it's still McDonald's chicken tender. It just has sauce and a tortilla wrap around
it. Let's see.
It's widely overrated.
Yeah, I never understood why anybody would ever go out of their way to just get that. I don't know.
Well, I did.
Snack wrap.
I got one of each.
I know, but you probably didn't go. I mean, you probably, like, that's not what.
I wanted to see what the hype was about.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, like, you didn't go. You didn't, like, wake up that morning and say, snack wraps are back. Hell yes, I'm going to go get a snack wrap.
Yeah, well, my thing about it, though, they have one ranch, one spicy. I think they need to have a spicy ranch combo one.
You like spicy ranch.
Spicy ranch is by
far. McDonald's snack wrap costs $2.99.
Really?
This price applies to both the ranch and spicy players.
Pittsburgh.
That's insanity. That's so crazy to me. I mean, it's literally just a chicken tender.
A chicken tender.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Is there lettuce on it?
Yep.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
You don't like lettuce?
No. We've been over this.
Yeah.
Lettuce sucks. So there's cheese on it, too?
Yeah. Cheese and
cheese,
sauce.
Ranch. I do it without lettuce. Actually, it looks, I mean, it looks pretty good.
Yeah,
it's
it
not
looks
bad.
Good. And then you get
it doesn't
in,
look like that
yeah,
at all.
It never looks like that.
No,
never,
it looks
ever,
like
ever,
they stomped on it.
Yeah, the guy, he made it didn't, and he threw yeah. it on the
Wasn't
ground.
It, there was a thing, and I don't remember what this was from, where, and I don't remember what, like, if it was like a documentary or something, but the guy asked, I think he went to maybe Taco Bell or McDonald's or Wendy's, whatever it was. And they brought out his sandwich, and it didn't look anything like the picture. And I think he took it back to them and said, "Can you make it look like this?" And they were like, "Yes." And then they made it exactly like the picture. I'm pretty sure. And I don't know what that was from. I let me see if I can find that, because I definitely have seen that before.
I don't know. You just can't expect to get like a 5-star looking meal out of McDonald's.
Yeah, but it also you can also expect it to not look like somebody chewed it up and then spit it.
Yeah,
back
well, like
it.
Taco Bell, and I love Taco Bell to death, but some of the tacos are literally just be shattered at the bottom.
Yeah,
of
no
it,
Taco Bell
the
food
meat falling all in the bag.
Taco Bell food looks like it.
It looks like dog food.
Ate
sometimes.
Taco
and then spit
Taco
it into
Bell,
the
and
shell.
Then shit it back into the shell.
I see. They got snack wraps now too. Talk about
well,
it.
They got
yeah,
those,
I saw did, that. I saw that. Cool.
Didn't they get rid of those Chipotle things that we like? Or they
oh,
still
the
have
those? Chipotle chicken.
Yeah, Chipotle chicken melt.
Yeah, that dude, those was. And they were only like 150 calories. I thought they were like a little diet
yeah,
hack.
But then they have to get rid of everything we ever love.
Well, it wasn't making people fat enough, so they got rid
oh,
of it.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Yeah, no, okay. I found, yeah. Fast food never looks like the ads, but YouTube short maker Greg Benson. Wonder what would happen if he wore a hidden camera and asked for the folks at McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King to give it their best shot, fixing his not very high, kind of flat, and not very attractive lunchtime failures and redo them so that they resembled something more like the picture. Benson's friendly demeanor is probably the biggest surprise here, given the grim subject material, and it's sort of astounding to see how much some of these various burgers and tacos clean up. Straight ahead, the video that's being called the most polite prank of all time. So I'm pretty sure it worked. I think it actually like worked him being nice about it. Like, he wasn't a dick about it. He just was kind of like, can you try to make it look like the
yeah, but these
advertisement?
These people were also getting paid like dog shit. And
yeah,
just
I
are
wouldn't
getting
take much time
1,000
to make
orders a day. So, I mean, they probably just take it.
If you had to pick a fast food place to work.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, definitely.
I don't know.
I think that's actually pretty good. And I think Chipotle, I think, is actually a pretty decent job.
I wouldn't
job.
Want to work at Chipotle. One Chipotle. Asshole comes in with a camera and says double chicken.
Yeah,
and then I don't pour enough, and he gets mad at me. I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, I commend anybody that works in the food
fast
business.
Food.
Yeah, I mean anything, because you get so many assholes that think they're entitled to
you think
you
you'd
making
be a good waiter?
Food.
Oh, waiter!
I think I'd be a pretty good bartender. I think being a bartender would
be
kind
of
would be kind of fun.
But I would fuck up a lot of orders.
Be
why?
Like, yeah, see, once somebody ordered a mixed drink, then I'd be like, ah,
I just
shit.
Know I wouldn't hear
you
it.
Have one of those things that the pitchers have on their sleeve.
A pitch calm?
Yeah.
I so would
somebody just, oh, that's a new idea. Pitch calm at the bar. So you're like, so you got to wear a thing on your thigh typing,
you
all
open.
Right, whiskey, sour, light ice. And then it just goes like to the guys, and it's whiskey, sour,
the coordinator,
light ice.
Yeah, I'd have. I don't know how they take orders without writing it down.
Once you're in it for so long,
it's insane to me. Waitresses or waiters that don't write down orders and just remember it in their head from what you say. Like, there's like 5 people at the table. That's crazy to me. That and then like bartenders that like take like 10 orders at once.
I'd fuck it all up.
What would you if somebody asked you for a mojito? How would you make it?
I don't even know what's in a movie.
How would you make it?
I would Google it.
I'm saying right now, if you were at a bar and you had to make a mojito, what would you put in a mojito?
It sounds like something that would have like Sprite and gin or something.
Okay, keep going.
I think it's similar, isn't it pretty kind of close?
Am I close?
Keep going.
I'd put a straw in some ice.
So you'd put Sprite, gin, and a straw.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what's in it.
You're good.
A lime?
I don't know if there are limes. I think there are limes in mojitos.
Don't they put those little tea leaves in them?
Mint.
Mint leaves?
I wonder what the most difficult drink to make is.
Tea leaves?
Tea leaves, mint leaves.
I love tea leaves in my cocktail.
You think you'd be a great bartender?
I think I'd be better
than you. You make one margarita and you think figured out?
I'd be better than you.
Why?
Because people would like me better.
No, see, you're not a good talker.
People would like me better because nice to them.
No, you'd be overly nice and they'd be like, oh, this dude's
No.
I would make people laugh.
Yeah, you'd touch people.
You're not.
You ever see the waitresses at Tequila Cowboy when they take your card? It's insane how fast. Like, sometimes, like, if your card doesn't read,
they annoy me.
And then they'll swipe it. I swear, it's incredible watching them swipe a card. They'll, like, put it in and do it, like, 10 times they'll swipe it.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
Get 8 charges.
I don't know. I don't understand it, but they'll like tap like and then boom.
I could never do it.
I feel like being a bartender at a not as an insane bar like Tequila Cowboy or like Al Dean, somewhere like maybe like Mike's or like somewhere in Wheeling,
like a casual bar.
Yeah, but I don't know though, because then it kind of might be boring, like an insane, like somewhere like.
Like a dive bar?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, that's a good... I'd like to ask a bartender that's done both what they like better. Like a dive or...
Well, I think like Tequila Cowboy would be kind of awful because it's not like you're interacting. You're strictly working.
And then you got it lit. You got to hear over the loud-ass music.
And it's hundreds and hundreds of people. That to me wouldn't be fun. I would want like a smaller bar that has a lot of people, but not overwhelming.
You probably wouldn't make near as much money.
No, but I mean... I guess
I looked up the hardest mixed drinks to make. According to bartenders, the hardest cocktails to master are the Vaux Carré, Blood and Sand, Ramos Gin Fizz, Martini, Sazerac, Margarita, Manhattan, Daiquiri, Whiskey Sour.
I don't know. I've never really
had sour. Any of
those. You know the worst drink ever is an old fashioned.
Listen. Anybody that ever says an old-fashioned is good, you're lying.
No, lying.
You're lying.
It makes me so mad because Soup, I hope he watched it. Soup's one of those guys that it's like, dude, you got to try this. And it's an old-fashioned. I drink it. It tastes like gasoline.
Tastes like fucking nail polish.
It's literally one of the worst drinks I've ever had, and people love it.
Somebody say, oh, yeah, man, it's old-fashioned.
This bourbon's from 19-3. But I don't understand like why people like it.
You're old-fashioned.
It all tastes like dog shit. Anything with whiskey in it, unless it's a whiskey
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
I like a whiskey sour.
I remember
we were having those on the cruise. At least I was having them on the cruise. I really enjoyed those a couple years ago.
People are
better
gross.
Than old fashioned.
The old fashioned is what's the recipe? The bourbon, bitters, sugar, orange, cherries.
Yeah, it's awful. Ugh.
It's horrible.
It's bourbon itself is just
it's
terrible.
It's so dog shit.
I like wine. You guys like wine?
Yeah, but wine actually tastes good. Wine's supposed to taste good.
Yeah.
I don't drink wine.
Some of it can be bad, but some of it can be really good.
I can't drink wine.
This just sounds like...
one bad moment?
No.
You got to get past that.
I had the bad moment.
But you can get past that.
I don't think I can.
Why?
Because it is ingrained into my head.
You think
now.
You're too mentally weak to get past wine?
Yeah, because now all I do when I smell it or I taste it is I just see...
You gag?
I don't even remember throwing up. I just remember darkness.
Darkness.
I remember like despair. That's that. The
I
wine
do have drinks like
evokes
that.
Despair. That's what I'm trying
is that
to
your
say.
One drink you're like never again?
No, because I would rather drink that than any like a thing of bourbon.
Well, do you have a drink that's like this is the drink that made me throw up? I'll never go
no.
back.
No, because I don't remember throwing up. If I remembered throwing up and I was miserable, I probably wouldn't drink it.
I'll never do a strawberry again.
Why?
Ever.
Really? Like, that you got fucked up on strawberry?
Strawberry in high school.
Really?
Oh, So beyond, like, I was on my knees in the bathroom.
Oh, I remember. Do they still make those? There's no way they still make those.
I don't think they do.
Strawberitas, the Mangaritas, the Limaritas. I remember all those. Never Bud Light, I think.
It ruined, like, red alcoholic drinks. Like,
ooh.
Like, the red. If I see a red drink, I don't want it.
Oh, God.
Unless it's strawberry lemonade.
Probably
like
a freaking. You probably drank so many of those, too.
Oh,
yeah. Because
I was in high school and I got.
And it was probably like.
I was still learning how to drink. Like, I didn't really
know
my
yeah.
column.
By the time you got to, we probably had, like, what, like, maybe, like, 7 or 8 of them?
I probably had 10 plus.
And God, that probably, like, by the 10th one, that had to be so sweet.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, the sweetness got to me, and I threw up over and over, and not to be gross, but it was red. Ugh. And, like, seeing the red has, like, scarred my brain so bad.
It's weird to me how something, speaking of tolerance, like, we were at a wedding this weekend, my cousin Allie. Shout out to cousin Allie, now Allie Schutz. Shit, it was a great wedding. But I feel like I had a million Coors Lights, but I never felt like I was really
beer doesn't do
hammered
it to me anymore.
Like we've talked about it before. Like but like when I was at the Thomas Rhett concert, I don't really remember how many beers I had, but I had a lot and. I hardly remember the concert. Like, I was destroyed. But, like, this weekend, I feel like I probably had similar to the amount, but I didn't even, like...
Were you wanting to get drunk?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I
like,
if,
but
like,
also...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was eating. Like, I mean, we had a good dinner. And I kind of... I couldn't go very fast. It was over a long period of time. But I don't know. That Thomas Rhett concert, man, I got absolutely smashed.
I tell you what, I said this years ago on the podcast that we were slowing down. I was so right.
I don't think that's true.
Dude, I think it's here.
What do you mean?
I think
we're just unk.
It might be like the bell curve, the upside down bell curve. Like we're in the low spot now.
No, why would we ever go back up?
Well,
in terms
of
wait, in terms of what?
Your dad's a one.
In terms of
I'm
tolerance?
I'm saying like drinking and tolerance. Like I think it's like I said, but I remember years ago when I was like, I'm getting scared because I think all my friends are done like partying and drinking and doing all that stuff, which I don't really care now. But at the time, I was still in like my party mode. We have definitely gone.
Yeah, I think in terms of like that, but like also we're not like. It's not as frequent anymore. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
We can't go to like a house party every Saturday.
I think
Saturday.
The hangover's gotten worse. I think the tolerance has gotten worse. I think we've gotten busier.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And
we're old. That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely unk. I think.
We're unk. We're entering unk.
I'm like actually unk.
Like I'm a young unk. What
it's
do
crazy
you think,
to think of.
I don't think so.
What do you think?
I don't think so.
Pushing 30.
I don't
we're
think
pushing
so.
30.
We are pushing 30.
But
pushing
you,
P.
But you're only saying that because we're not in the proximity of that anymore. It's like you were not in the...
Well, yeah, that's part of it, though. That's part of the reason why it's gone away.
Yeah, but and you're saying your tolerance has gone down.
It's 100% gone down. I drank, like, 4 of those lucky ones, like the vodka lemonade, and it's only 4.5%. I was like, holy fuck, I got to slow down. Like, I'm already starting
so
to feel
I mean,
I don't know.
Well,
I
yeah, because we're
think...
not drinking as frequently. I think that definitely, like, yeah, that's a real thing, right? Tolerance.
Oh,
I mean, alcohol, like...
I mean, I used to be able to drink like a
like you were
a
like
fish.
A fish.
Like,
yeah,
yeah,
you were
like
drinking like a fish.
I was like a menace.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I think you're being overly critical.
What do you think?
Oh no, I think. Well, I don't know. It's weird though because I say that, but then on like Saturday, I feel like my tolerance was through the roof. Like I feel like I could have just kept drinking and drinking and drinking. I wasn't gonna get like smashed. But I don't know.
Like
but then again, I think of but I also wasn't taking shots like at that Thomas Rhett concert.
Yeah.
We had like 3 tequila shots before the concert. I go in, I get a Tallboy Miller Light after I'd had probably 10 Busch Lights. I had a Zin,
which
to me was like that. And I was telling my mom, like, because she didn't really know what it was, and I said, "It's literally just think about if it just you just go straight into your brain of like buzzing,
just a buzz, yeah,
yeah, it's just like buzzing." And and that's what gets me in trouble too. The 3s are fine. The 3s are nice.
Oh,
3s
six
or 2s are just a nice little.
We're
like,
too soft.
Doesn't
sixes.
Mean, but then a 6 is like.
Yeah.
That's the best way that I can describe it. And when I had the 6, that was the beginning of the end for me.
Yeah, that's.
I don't really. It was a good concert from.
I think
from
we
the most
cut
of
down
what
on
I remember.
Shots.
I don't remember.
Well, thank God, dude, because shots are not the most. One of the most fucked up I've ever been was with Loopy when he came up and we had tequila,
oh,
like 9
yeah.
tequila shots before. That to me again, tequila's awful. Tequila's horrible. It literally is just
it
a straight.
Awful.
punch in the gut yeah. every time.
I will
like
say
the, like a tequila monster just comes up and just boom.
But it does get right the party into my, going.
It does, yeah. It, I mean, it
yeah,
definitely.
But does it get the party going, or does it just? Is this the idea?
It gets it going, well, but it also ends it.
Yeah, I would say it goes. The tequila's like
it's
boom,
high risk, high reward,
and then it's like the what's a roll like the Phantom's Revenge? Like it goes straight up and then
straight down.
Straight down.
It's high risk, high reward. I, like a green tea
like
shot.
A, like
is
beer.
Low
the
risk,
beer's
reward.
Like the Jackrabbit. You know, oh, yeah, just like it's a nice steady incline, then a nice steady decline.
It depends how many beers you go. But yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's the way I can describe it. Is that the tequila is like the Phantom.
But here's the thing: Jubb says this, but then every party's like, "You don't drink anymore. You're not drinking. You don't ever get drunk anymore."
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the last time I've seen you actually have fun.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I've had fun, but you're sitting here saying that we haven't slowed down, but then I'm telling you, I have. But every time we drink, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, you don't drink anymore.
Because you do that exactly.
So what
you
is
do
it?
The same thing to me for the same reason.
Well, no, but I'm saying you're disagreeing. I'm finally agreeing with you, and now you're disagreeing with me. So
because
which one
I don't,
is it?
You know the only reason why you say that to me. When I the same thing I say to you, you know the only reason.
So you
reason.
Don't think that I'm not drinking then?
No, it's the same reason you say to me.
Okay, so you were wrong. Got it. That's what I wanted to hear.
How am I wrong?
Because you said... That you, when we're drinking, you always say, oh, well, you're not.
Yeah,
drinking.
When we're drinking, when we're sitting
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When we're sitting here.
So that's just friendly banter.
Yes.
We okay. should start drinking here. We should start drinking every show.
I think it should be like a training program. Like, we just start drinking every day.
What's your, when you have a few drinks, what's your first sign that you're.
Well, you know it.
Well, no, that's a little deeper into your. I'm saying the very first sign of you.
Like what I feel?
Yeah.
Ooh, I normally feel it in my cheeks.
Mine's lag vision. I get lag vision.
Oh, God, I'm pretty fucked up.
You have low. You have high ping?
Like, I don't feel any. I don't physically
feel anything.
He's got motion blur. I get lag vision.
Motion blur is gross.
Your motion blur gets turned on.
No, I don't like that at all.
It gets enabled.
You get that?
When I get drunk, yeah. Like
yeah, motion blur, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't feel different. Like my body doesn't feel. Maybe a little.
Oh, I feel
warmer.
It in my feet. I feel it in my feet. My feet get tingly.
It's in my cheeks.
And then I start laughing.
I chew. I bite really hard when I.
Did you start
really?
Biting through your
like,
cans?
I'll go into the bathroom. Like there have been times when you go into the bathroom when you're hammered and you look in the mirror and you hype yourself up. I am always just.
Really? Jesus! If somebody saw you, they'd be like, "Holy fuck! What's wrong with this guy?
He's a little vampire."
He's like, "We gotta get this."
I spit a lot too.
What the fuck?
Like if I'm really hammered outside, I spit a lot.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I've never
you
seen
get
you do
vicious.
That ever.
No, I actually have seen him do that. Yeah, he'll
spit?
Start going like,
"Ew."
Yeah. So yeah, that's what he does. Yeah.
What are you like a redneck? What is going on?
No, I just like it, I just start like I don't
salivating.
Know. It just feels
he's just
like
getting ready to throw up. You just turn into a fucking animal.
No, I bite hard.
Say like, says he feels it in his neck.
Yeah,
he gets it in his neck.
Numb.
His neck gets numb. Yeah, I feel. I think my feet. Yeah, my feet go.
I will say the big reason why we have slowing down is because Say has slowing down.
Yeah, wow. Say. I'll tell you that Say is not what he used to be.
But he is still the best.
He's the best, yeah. But he's not what he used to be.
You know, I mean, that's like saying LeBron's not the best in the league anyway. He's still one of the best.
Even maybe not, we got it. Maybe
40 years old.
Maybe we start training.
No,
do we start training hard again?
Say now is like if say
he's
went
like
from,
Michael Jordan on the Wizard.
No, Say went from LeBron in his prime to
what? Jason Bay?
No. oh my goodness, this is a good pull, and I'm gonna blow it.
Give me a hint.
give
us a hint.
He's white now.
He's white
Sammy
now.
Sosa?
He's
Sammy
white
Sosa.
Now. Oh,
he went to Sammy Sosa as he is now.
That's a right, that's so a huge drop off.
Hey, I know.
Do you think it's that big
Say
of a drop
went off? Say went from Shohei Ohtani to Sammy Sosa as he is now.
No shot. He has not dropped off.
You're like
much.
You can think like Manny Ramirez
here's
with the Red Sox, and then Manny Ramirez with
night,
like the Dodgers.
Say go out there and give you 40.
No.
Yeah, any given night.
Say went from Shohei to Teak as he is now.
To like Kent DeColvey?
Yeah.
He can hardly walk.
That might be us, not Say.
Teak can hardly walk.
Yeah, that's
no, but
Say.
I What I actually really enjoy now that we've done a couple times is when we'll just be playing video games. Have a couple drinks. I think that's fun.
I do too.
I feel like I've become more of a little, not casual drink, because that makes me seem a little bit like alcoholic, racist. But
that's not an. I think it makes you less of an alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like. I mean, we went through a stage where
it was.
We were. I mean, we were every weekend, West Lib or Morgantown when we were in college.
If I tried to do that now, I would die. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think.
Yeah, but that's
I think
because you've just been out of practice. It's not like you couldn't do it again.
No, I can't do it again.
You could.
I'd have to build. It took years and years of practice to get to that.
Years.
That
this
level.
Makes
practice.
Me feel like such
like
a
I started
piece of
at
shit.
Like
years
17.
Of- years
and I peaked
practice.
At like 21, 22, and then 23, 24, 25, now 26, 27. Like it's been downhill.
What was the first drink you got drunk off of, you remember?
Red Zappel Ale.
That was a big
one for you guys.
Mine was Bud Light Orange. In bottle, glass bottles. I had a six pack of Bud Light Orange.
What was yours?
I put it in a backpack.
I was Smirnoff Marshmallow.
Oh, I remember that. Oof. Yeah. That was a rough night for a couple guys.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, not me. I actually had a good night. I didn't throw up or anything, but Nick was throwing up fettuccine Alfredo into your shower.
Ew.
That's, man.
He was.
See, he's going to get pissed.
He's
going to get pissed at this.
It was 8 years ago.
Jesus. That's longer probably
than that.
No.
That was probably 2015.
Maybe. Well, that sounds, maybe not that young.
Yeah, no, maybe
Maybe
not
it
that.
Was eight. Maybe it was eight.
It was 8 years ago.
No. It was high
it
school.
It was 8 years ago.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It was eight.
Maybe it was eight. I don't know.
Yeah, just, it was 8 years ago.
I mean, just cut that. But anyways. Wait, time out. What's the big deal about that?
Well, because then if I tell him he's underage drinking, then he's going to be like.
Oh.
Everybody wave. So I know where to cut it. Anyway. Where were we?
I don't know. We were talking about. Drinking for the first time. What you got drunk off for the first time?
How many times do you think you vomited?
From drinking?
Yeah. Over under 10.
Over 10?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think so.
But like back in college, like it was puking in an alley.
I think I've only thrown up once.
Sometimes I would do it on purpose just to like.
Yeah.
Just pull like empty the tank and get back out there.
Yeah.
You've never done that?
I ran into that again. I keep going back to that Thomas Rhett concert because that's the last time that I really got like hammered. I ran into the woods, just threw up and
ran
back
into
out.
The woods.
Yeah, I did. I just disappeared into the weeds, threw up, and then ran back out. It was like nothing happened.
But you say
I was like
you've
a fucking
been
ghost.
Drunk over 10 times in your life? Like, truly?
Have I been drunk? Like
drunk?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like I can only count.
But I think I feel like I handle it well. Like I don't change much. But when I do, you can like.
Well, that's when you're really drunk, Dan. If you can't, you're not drunk.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm pretty composed for the most part.
Buzz is not like
there's
drunk.
I think I'm pretty composed for the most part.
But I don't think you're just not drunk.
No, I just
like the West Lip party at Hilltop Acres. That was drunk jet.
Yeah.
That drunk.
Yeah, and he woke up
Thomas
slow.
Rhett drunk.
Yeah, I just my brain turns off a little bit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. How many times do you think you've reached a
yeah,
real
I mean,
drunk
I like,
level?
Yeah, I mean, a good amount of times.
Really? I just yeah. feel like I've only witnessed
but
it.
But I feel like my personality doesn't change that much. I just get a little bit more
what do you think of that, Joe?
Fun.
What about in Charleston?
No, Jarrett's personality,
he whole
turns
different person
into
in Charleston.
A complete,
I was?
Complete asshole.
Yeah, he was such a cunt.
He turns into a complete asshole.
What do you
he's
mean?
He's the worst friend ever.
Why? What did
he's
I
so
do?
He's so mean. He doesn't acknowledge you. It's like he pretends you're not even there.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm talking about.
Well, I was
going
to say, Jesus, yeah. I don't remember. Was I that? I was no. like, God damn, what did I do?
No, he just turns into
no,
a,
not
he,
an asshole.
No, yeah, an asshole.
No,
he turns,
no,
he
turns into the cool jock.
Yeah, like he
no,
where he
I
just
do
like
not.
Does reckless stuff to do reckless stuff and like doesn't care. We were at a party where he was hammered and woke up and had to wear sunglasses because his eyes were so fucked up. I vividly remember us jumping up and down in a kitchen. And instead, instead of partying with his beers, he just took his beers and just went like this, and I got soaked.
I think I just more I think I just don't really.
Well,
care.
The song that came on was like
Mo
what
Bamba.
Song was it?
I think
it was Mo Bamba or Dreams and Night.
It was Dreams and Nightmares.
Everybody was going crazy.
That's funny that you say that. Actually, you guys bring this up. I was looking through my photos the other day, and I found that video you sent me of me taking a beer can and just throwing it as far as I could.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Back behind that house. Where did that video go?
He does get a little more reckless when he's drinking, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
What about you, Jeb? What do you,
I wouldn't really know have how, my phases.
Do you?
I definitely have
well,
my
describe
phases.
A good phase. What's a
good phase is I get my energy skyrockets.
Yeah, it does skyrocket.
My energy skyrockets. It's like I do a line of Coke. Like when I get I don't know what Coke is like, but I imagine that if it's anything, if it's more than what I am on alcohol, I'm going to turn into like the
Flash.
Tasmanian devil. Yeah. Like, but I get real excited. And then if I have to keep going, I get real excited. It just keeps going until I go dark.
Yeah, we banned you from Vodka Red Bull.
If I get onto the rocket and then I just bail out and like go stone Crash. Cold, then I go into the shadow.
So
lanes.
What? You need to keep drinking.
Yeah. If I stop drinking,
shadow.
If
lanes.
I stop drinking midway through the climb, I go into the deep dark, and Ooh. It's not good.
Yeah, we all
the
get
deep
that
dark part. Is scary.
Deep dark.
The deep dark is not good. I don't like the deep dark.
Job you get.
Oh, I found it. I wish we could pull this up on the. I hope people can see that on the.
No one's ever going to be able to see that.
No, you definitely can't.
Yeah, you can see,
it.
See that. Maybe not.
It's just him throwing a beer.
It's just me whipping a beer can being an idiot.
The length of a football field.
I threw it really far. I threw it over the house. But anyway,
what,
I think we're.
I have a time that I should probably not be alive. When we were in Antigua, we had spent a whole day on a boat, and we had drank all day on a boat, like, and there no safety precautions, no nothing. We just were on that boat that we thought was going to be boring, that ended up turning into one of probably the best memories of my life. I was so hammered on the way back in, and there were dolphins that started swimming by the boat, and the hands on the boat was like, "You want to come see him?" And I went, "Hell yeah, I want to come see him." And I was obliterated. And I remember hanging over the front of the boat. I don't even remember if I saw the dolphins, but I just remember hanging over the front of the boat. And if we would have hit anything, if we would have pitched up, I just would have went over the boat and got chopped up by the propellers, because I was so... I couldn't get to the front of the boat. I was on my hands and knees getting to the front of the boat.
Those dolphins were sick. I remember that. Those dolphins were cool.
I barely did.
They would bang on the boat. And
yeah, that was cool. That was a cool time.
I think that's those are one of the that's one of the most I've drank. I don't think other than that I haven't really been. I'm trying
I've
to think
been
of
drunk.
Any. What was the time we? What was your birthday in Pittsburgh?
My 21st.
Did yeah,
we talked that about.
What was that one you vomited on that trash can outside?
Yeah, on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Didn't you do something?
No.
You were walking up steps.
Nope. I didn't do any of that.
Yeah. I wasn't there.
That was just a long night, and I threw up a lot that night, and I was really...
But I don't know. You don't have to say what you did, but wasn't there a time where, like, you were obliterated, and you were walking up steps, and then, like, you locked back in for, like...
Yeah, and I said something. Yeah. That's me. Yeah. That,
that was
me.
Him.
You lock back in.
That was me. Yeah, there's sometimes you really got to lock
reconnected.
In.
Yeah, I did reconnect. I quit lagging there for a second.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would say I get high ping when I'm I'm drunk. To switch topics before we end here, because we got to go quick. We have another post one game we got to do tonight, one tomorrow, one Thursday when you're hearing this. We've been on the radio today for 3 hours. Been back again on Friday, but anyway, we went to see Superman yesterday on Monday.
Superman.
I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really, a really good movie. Jubb gave it a high rating to start. I think he's retracted it a little bit, but Nick's response was very hostile at him because. Of some of the ratings that he's given movies. I thought it was a great movie. To me, I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
I came out of the movie, and I was very excited because I thought it was a really good movie, so I gave it an 8.5 just because I really, really enjoyed it. Not comparing it to anything, just a flat-out straight rating of of an 8.5 because I enjoyed it. I thoroughly didn't want it to end. I wanted to keep going. Thought the fights were great. Thought the graphics were great. CGI was awesome. Acting was great. Casting was awesome. All around, I thought it was an awesome movie. James Gunn did fantastic. He did. He threw his little what's that called? Like his little
spin.
No, but his
touch.
Like when you have a something that's unique to you. He threw it in there, and it was like slow mo action scene. It was really, really, really good. And so I came out of it, and I gave it an 8.5 flat out because I just really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was great. Thought it was an awesome movie. Nick then got mad at me because he was comparing that to other movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which if you compare it to the last big Marvel movie, I mean, I don't want to lose people here, but Endgame and Infinity War, if that's a 10, then putting that at an 8.5 is probably unrealistic. I agree too. But I'm saying if that's a 10, if those are 10,
those
and
are the best of the ones that we've had.
Yeah, if those are 10 comparative to everything else, then Superman probably, to me, then Superman would probably be a 7 in that. Because it was new. It was new to me. It introduced new characters that I hadn't seen before. And it was just kind of a fresh take on something that I didn't like originally. So that's why I give it such a high score. Nick, on the other hand, thinks it was a dog shit movie, dog shit characters, dog shit plot. The whole thing around he thought was horrible. He said it was worse than the second Ant-Man movie, which I think is one of the worst movies I've seen in my life. So I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was Superman wonderful. I thought it was great.
I think cool. I genuinely, I know you said you don't like Superman. I genuinely think you would enjoy it.
I think you'd be surprised how much I really don't like Superman.
I don't like Superman either.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I know
how you feel, but I went into it very skeptical because I was like, well, say wants to see chunks. It, I'll just go see it. I enjoyed it, and I thought I thought Crypto was fucking awesome. I thought that was such a cool character to add in.
I agree. I can't stand Superman at all. I don't like Superman. I didn't like Henry Cavill as Superman. I hated his Superman.
What's different about this Justice Superman League, that makes you like him?
It's just a different feel. It's just a different...
To me, it felt like a Marvel movie.
It felt clean. It felt like those Justice League movies were so gross. Like, they looked gross. They made me feel gross. Like, they made me feel sick. This movie felt so clean and bright, and like the CGI was awesome, and the acting was fantastic. I really think if you go into it with an open mind, because I went into it and I told Say right before the movie started, I said, I normally hate Superman. Like, I wouldn't come see this if it was Henry Cavill.
You guys went into it wanting to like it, which is fine. But I also think it means you're going out of your way to like.
I had like no opinion because I hadn't even watched any trailers. Like, I didn't even know anything. But Say just was like, hey, you want to go to the movie? Like, okay, yeah, I don't have anything going on. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie. To me, it felt like a Marvel movie. Like, I really thought it had that Marvel type feel. And I thought, like, man, it would be so sick to see that Superman versus some like other Marvel characters, because it would be a heck of a fight. He's strong.
He's OP.
He's strong, but he wasn't invincible.
He got his ass beat like a lot. Like,
and then, so then I did the character a disservice because that's not who he is.
So then what do you want?
Well, I'm just saying, that's why the character's stupid.
Because but he's not.
It was a good reason.
Well, he has one weakness, and it's that, like, Kryptonian's crystals or whatever. I forget what they're called.
Kryptonite. Yeah, but him.
That's stupid. So he probably got, like, it's the same story every time. They find a way to get the crystal, that weakens them, and then they probably brought in some superhero.
Cool, I'm telling you, I think you'll like it.
But you're going in with it. If you watch this movie, you're going to go in with a completely negative
view. No, I will go in with trying to like it, but I won't
like
it.
I've never gone into a movie negative.
Okay, me either. I don't want to dislike it. I want to like
Nick
it.
Said that this movie was worse than Batman versus Superman.
Well, he also didn't like Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts was one of the better Marvel movies we've had since Endgame.
I thought Thunderbolts was great.
That's a low bar.
Yeah, I would say.
But you liked Thunderbolts, didn't you?
I did. I just don't think it's in the top half of Marvel movies.
Oh, I think it's easily in the top half.
Yeah, top half. For
top
sure.
half.
How many has there been? Probably 30.
I made a sheet. Let me pull this up on my iPad.
Like, I would put two of the Iron Man.
I'm gonna throw out these movies, and you got to tell me if they're below or above Iron Man, or below and below. Jesus,
or above Thunderbolts.
Maybe it's on my phone. I think it's on.
Don't get me wrong, though. I really like Thunderbolt, but there's some other movies that I truly enjoy.
All right, here we go. You tell me if it's below or above. Thunderbolts. She-Hulk.
No, that's tough. Yeah.
Terrible.
I would say this: any movie after Endgame or show, most likely, is probably below.
All right, we'll start in my Loki. We'll start in my middle tier, which is where I put I put Thunderbolts at a B tier. I put Thunderbolts midway through the B tier. Here we go. Kraven the Hunter. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Shang-Chi. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I'd put those pretty equal. I like Shang-Chi.
Thor the Dark World.
Which one?
The Dark World, the second Thor.
I like that one. But you I think like I like Thunderbolts movie? More. I liked it better than Thor.
I don't know. I guess I can't say I did this.
I got to rewatch
Iron
these.
Man 2.
Better.
You think Iron Man 2 is better?
Yeah.
With the Russian with the whip?
Yes. I love Iron Man. Iron Man's my favorite character. I think both of the Iron Mans are better.
I love Iron Man 2, but I thought that movie was corn. Black Widow.
Probably not.
Any of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans.
All better.
I disagree. I never liked him as Spider-Man. I did like Andrew
Garfield.
All
of the Spider-Mans are better.
Pizza time.
I put that.
Deadpool's better. Black Panther's better. All the Captain movies are better.
I'll tell you my list of what's above them. And you
yeah, run down. Movie. Here, run down your A
I'll
to
give
B.
You, I'll
real
go
quick.
To A to C, or A to B, real, or S to B, and then we can get out of here. We'll start bottom B tier. Eternals.
Ooh. I didn't see it.
I think it's way overhated. I think people are hypercritical.
Long of a movie.
I think it's long, but I think
it's hard for me to give that a high rating just because it didn't continue from the movie.
Well, I'm just saying based on it as a movie, I thought I really, really enjoyed it.
I did
it.
Enjoy that.
I just wish
it might be better, yeah.
Okay, so I put that in B. First Ant-Man, thought it was good.
Good. I don't like Ant-Man.
First Venom, thought Venom was good.
Better.
I'm just ranking my Bs.
I'm just saying if I think it's better.
Multiverse of Madness.
Better.
WandaVision.
Hmm.
Deadpool 2.
Better. All the Deadpools are better.
The first Spider-Man with Tom Holland.
Yeah, better.
Second Spider-Man with Tom Holland.
All Spider-Man's better.
First two Captain Americas.
Way better.
Then Thunderbolts.
No, what? You got that in front of all of those?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You must really like Thunderbolts.
Thor Ragnarok above that. Avengers Age of Ultron above that. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And then here we go. This is from A up. First Thor, Logan, Deadpool and Wolverine, which I probably lowballed that.
It's a great movie.
Spider-Man, the third one with all the Spider-Men.
That movie was sick.
Oh, I said all the Spider-Men are better.
The first Deadpool.
Better, yeah.
Hulk. Like the ROG Hulk. Say Hulk. Putting that down in D tier is fucking an abomination. First Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I think all the Guardians.
Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Civil War. Yes. That's A.
Yes.
Then from the bottom of C tier.
S or
this is S.
Or S.
S.
Loki Season 1. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Good.
Loki Season 2.
I can't put Loki in S.
Haven't seen it yet.
It's
good.
Phenomenal. The first Avengers.
Good.
Iron Man 1.
Love it.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
And an Endgame.
Endgame.
Yeah.
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 I mean, those are good S. Loki. I can't really remember much of Loki, and I haven't seen season two.
It changes.
Is Avengers Endgame the greatest superhero movie of all time?
Here's my real quick argument for the Marvel things, which people say, and I even agreed with this a while ago. People say, oh, it's not up there with The Godfather or Shawshank Redemption or whatever. I think that is 100% the absolute most false thing anybody could ever say, because if you if you put all of those together, no other franchise in the history of the world has ever done what they did. And they changed the way that people write movies now mm-hmm. because they have now looped in all these different characters in different movies. Like DC does it. There's other movies that have done it. The Hunger Games have done it now. I mean, Harry Potter's doing it now. Nobody did what Marvel did. And Endgame and Infinity War, based on everything before that, are two of the greatest movies in cinematic history.
I agree. Yeah,
by far.
The entire storyline is awesome.
Anybody that disagrees with that either just doesn't like superhero movies, like Earl,
yeah.
or they just don't give
no
it a chance because
no series has ever had
new.
A build-up like no. Marvel had. The build-up
15
to that,
years.
Yeah, it's insane.
15
Damn,
years.
That was fucking epic.
What?
That whole rant right there.
Nobody will ever, no franchise will ever come close to what they did. And I think they get it gets too much hate because it's not a Godfather or a Shawshank or a Jurassic
I would put,
Park.
Like, I think Avengers Endgame and Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, I think is like the same type of thing. Like,
yeah,
I think those are
three
like.
Movies, though.
I've never, ever, ever. Felt the way I did after Avengers Infinity War when we lost. I've never felt the way I felt after that movie. I came out of that movie. It was the first time that I wasn't happy after a movie ended. It was the first time I came out and I felt like I lost as a human being. I was depressed after that movie because I'd never seen a movie where we lost at the end.
Yeah, that's kind of like why I felt after Revenge of the Sith when I was 9.
But the only thing with that, though, is like the other movies that already came out, so we already knew. Like, what was going to happen after that?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
And, but then...
That's the thing. Like, I knew that, like, Anakin was Darth Vader, but it was just so depressing that, like...
Don't get me wrong. I love Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
But, and then Endgame, which we probably lost people by now who don't follow this. But
yeah, and we'll
Endgame,
wrap it up.
Never, ever, ever have you seen that many superstars on one big screen that have had their own solo movies that are now in the greatest event to happen in the entire universe.
Literally all of them.
Never have you ever seen that. 15 years worth of payout to finally see them all together fighting as one. And spoiler alert here, if you haven't seen Endgame, to see the guy who started it all end it all after 15 years... It's cinematic. It's
giving
a masterpiece.
Me chills, Jeff.
It's a masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece.
But anyway,
good thing to end on.
Thank you, for
Avengers.
Sambo.
Thank you for listening to episode 167 of the Pioneer Podcast. Until next time, eat your fruit, drink your water.
Bye.